It's time for breaking chains
with the full gospel hour of prayer.
Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains
with the full gospel hour of prayer on YAT Radio.
Praise.
We would like to say good evening and God bless you, Pastor Smith.
Praise the Lord. Sister Sabrina, we open up with prayer, please.
Father, we just thank you as we gather tonight again, coming before your presence to give you praise and glory for a rhema word, from a word that is being rained down from heaven for your people to be kept and to be delivered today. I thank you, Father God, that as you touch Pastor Smith, as she's giving the word of God, which is living and sharper than any double-edged sword, that word of God that is received from your people, as we listen, God, to what the Spirit of God is saying to the church, that we will take hold and we will run with it. We will not faint. We won't be weary, God, when we're holding on to a right now word. Lord, I thank you, and I bind every enemy that would try to come against this prayer line in any shape or form. And I pray that the Spirit of God open our ears to hear and our heart to receive what the Spirit of God has to say to your church. You said you want us free, and who the Son sets free is free indeed, and that is through the Word of God. I thank you that you're blessing this Word, God, as we claim those things that be not as though they were. We give you praise and glory and honor. Bless this time as we celebrate you, Jesus, and giving your word today glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Thank you to all the new and returning listeners. God bless you all. Just a few announcements. Full Gospel House of Prayer has a Wednesday night prayer line as well. It starts at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The number is 916-588-9688. Services are also Sunday at 1:30 in Sacramento, California. The address is 6920 Larchmont Avenue in North Highland. We're located inside the Ark of Salvation Banquet Room on Sundays at 1:30. Reminder, when you give a testimony, please keep them 1 to 2 minutes or less, giving reverence to God, His Word, and His works. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Pastor Smith, this is Sabrina. I just want to give God the praise and the glory and honor for all he did at the foot washing service on Sunday. Tell you, the word that came forth, yes, everything was right on. And the Spirit of God, it spoke that these things I was delivered from through that foot washing, and although the enemy raised his head, the Spirit of the Lord reminded me, and through that point of contact with the towel, to remind us to hold on steadfast because it's been washed away through the blood of Jesus. So I thank God for that.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
This is Sister Tamara. I also have a testimony of the goodness of the foot washing ceremony and the word of God that went forth on Sunday at Full Gospel House of Prayer. We had a situation that occurred while we were waiting to get our feet washed between some family members. And immediately on the drive home, the Holy Spirit visited that family member, and they apologized, and the spirit of repentance came over that person. So we just thank the Lord for moving quickly in this hour when the prayer and the word went forth.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimony, we're going to get into the Word of God. We just thank God tonight. Father, in Jesus' name, we need the breath of God to breathe on this Word. Father, we thank you tonight that your breath caused this Word to come alive to the hearers. And we give you praise and thanksgiving for your anointing upon it now, in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Mark, the 5th chapter? Verses 35 through 42, please. Again, Mark, the 5th chapter, verses 35 through 42. When everyone get that book, could you please say amen, because we can be on the same accord. That's Mark 5, verses 35 through 42.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This word is the word of encouragement for the people of God. You that really is on fire for God. You that's really in that place where you know that God is real. You that have lost hope. You that are going through the fire. You that's waiting for a manifestation. You that feel like everything is falling apart. You that feel like you're at the end of the road. You that feel like your life is empty. This is a word of encouragement to you that need to know that God loves you. This is a word to stop the enemy. And tonight God wants you to know that the devil is a spirit that would come to kill off your vision. And we're going to come against the strategies of Satan tonight to arrest him and apprehend him, to detain him from killing your vision. And how he brings this about, we're going to see by the word of God. That demonic spirit come to kill off our vision through unbelief, fear, confusion. Those spirits are very destructive and bring forth great distraction that draws your attention from receiving what God desires for you. And those spirits come to trouble your spirit and get you off course. But we're going to see by the word of God tonight how God used his son to stop that spirit of unbelief, which has a trail of fear and confusion that follow. Unbelief. Fear follow unbelief, and confusion follow unbelief. And it caused your vision to be killed off. It caused death to your vision tonight. God wants you to know he's the God that will bring it alive. Because Satan come to stop, to end your vision, to destroy your vision, and cause you to lose out. But tonight, God wants you to know he is a God that's going to repair it. He's going to bring it back to health. He's going to heal your vision tonight. He's going to bring it back to recovery. He's going to bring life to it. And we're going to see by the word of God. Matthew 5:35, please begin.
Matthew or Mark? I'm sorry.
Mark 5:35. Begin, please.
Okay. While yet he spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, "Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further?" As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, "Be not afraid, only believe." And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James, and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the turmoil that them that wept had wallowed greatly. And when he has come in, he saith unto them, "Why make ye this ado, and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth." And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand and saith unto her, "Talitha, Talitha cumni," which is being interpreted, "Damsel, I say unto thee, arise." And straightway the damsel arose and walketh. She was of the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with a great astonishment.
Praise the Lord. This ruler was seeking Jesus. In his vision, he did not see death over his child. And God, that vision came from God. And we know what a vision is. It's something it's not seen by ordinary sight. You don't see this by your natural eyes. The the Spirit of God come and give you a vision. And that vision is seen by the eyes of God, not ordinary eyes. It become a vivid picture inside of your spirit created by God for your life. And God will place his wisdom in that vision, which give you foreseeing that he's going to cause this thing to happen in your life. But it have to be seen out of the eye of God. This man left his house. His house was, the spirit of death was over his house. But he had a vision from God. In his vision, God gave him foresight to look for Jesus, because in Jesus was life. So this man was not seeing death. This man was seeing a vision of life, because he was seeing it from the wisdom and the eye of God, because God created that vivid picture in this man's spirit. So he goes seeking the Lord, and he finds Jesus. And when Jesus returned back with him to his house, there were a spirit of unbelief in the house. There was a spirit to come against this child coming forth. So Jesus go into the house, and he stops that unbelief with a word. He spoke a word over that situation. And he goes into the room with the father and the mother, who was in the same accord. They were in the same agreement. And then he takes his disciple with him, Peter, James, and John. And this is so important, thanks to God. He didn't take just anyone. There was many people in the room. He didn't take any spirit in that room. Jesus brought in a spirit of agreement in that room. That room had an inner circle. This inner circle is a group of people that's bound together by a common interest. It was a group of people that was bound. You got to get this tonight, saints. They were bound together with a common interest for the child to raise up. And the power of God was in that inner circle. So many times we have the wrong spirit in our inner circle. I'm talking about a spirit. I'm not talking about people tonight. I'm talking about a spirit. Many times we have the wrong people in our inner circle with the wrong spirit. And what it does is come to destroy that vision. He did not allow the one that was all wailing and crying and preparing for death to go into that room. Jesus went in that room with an inner circle, with like-minded, and he spoke to that spirit to leave. He spoke death to leave out of that spirit, which had confusion with it. And all confusion brings what forth is what? Disturbance, interference. He spoke those spirits out, those disorder spirits out. He put out unbelief and confusion. He spoke a word, and that word went to that child's body. He never spoke death. He said she was sleeping. Saints, the devil wants you to speak, want death to be over your vision. That vision is just in a sleep state. And when God give a word to that vision that he has given you, men and women of God, that vision got to come out of a sleep state. That vision have to come into a what? A manifestation. Manifestation means evidence. So Jesus spoke a word. He said, come forth. He didn't speak death. The word of God with authority stopped Satan, brought her out of sleep, raised her up. What God is saying tonight, He's going to lift you up, going to elevate you. He's going to bring an awakening to your vision. It's going to be stirred by God. It's going to be set up again by God. It's going to be enlarged and increased by God. And that's what manifestation is. It brings forth that into the existence and causes it to live, and it's activated with the energy of God in it. And so this word is a word to come against every attack that you're going through, that you're up under tonight, that Satan has sent out against your vision to kill it off, to stop it, to end it, to destroy it. That's what Satan is. All these attributes is Satan. He's a destroyer. He come to bring you to an end and stop things in your life for you to lose out. He come to bring death to your vision. But tonight, saints, we're going to pray against that spirit, just as Jesus did. He did not allow anything in that room but faith, because the disciple had seen the manifestation of things that God had done through Jesus. They seen so much. It was faith and power in those men, and Jesus knew it. So they all had the same mind. They was in the same accord. And you must understand tonight, when there's a spirit of unbelief, fear, which brings on confusion, it's going to bring death to the plan of God in your life. I'm talking about that vision that he has imparted in you. Many times we get a vision as a child. Many times God will deal with us in our youth. He will deal with us about the things and the plan he has for us in our lives. And many times we get pulled away by the wrong people in our inner circle. The wrong people are coming to our lives. The wrong group will come into our lives. And that thing God has given you as a child, as a youth, the spirit of the enemy will create a spirit of unbelief, fear, and confusion that will bring forth destruction and death to your vision. You know what fear is? Fear is something false. It's not real. It appears real, but it's false. And what fear does is attack the truth. And what fear does is work against you. What fear does is imprison you. And what we're coming against that spirit tonight, because God desires for us to be revived, to be restored, to be replaced, have things to be replaced in our life, to have things repaired in our lives. But we have to come by the word of God, nothing else. His word comes against the powers of darkness. And when that inner circle, you have to remember tonight, we're talking about a spirit, saints of God. When that inner circle comes in, and the spirit of God have not given you discernment, but God will give you discernment when your mind is in peace. When you, he say, our mind is in perfect peace when our mind is stayed on you. He revealed to us about our inner circle. He revealed to us about the things that's around us. He revealed. You don't have to tell nobody. It's between you and God. And so when he revealed to you about your inner circle, you begin to attack those spirits. I'm talking about a spirit tonight, by the word of God, because God wants that vision that he has given you years ago to come into manifestation. And many times we get so caught up with people. We get so caught up with things around us. The enemy come and cloud our minds. I want your mind to be unclouded tonight. I want your mind to be free tonight. I want your mind to have the mind of Christ tonight. I want your mind to be in a place where God can reveal to you so you can go into your secret closet and you begin to pray. Because I want you to know by the word of God tonight, unbelief bring on fear. Fear brings on confusion. And any time a spirit come and attack you to reprimand you, to come against you when you're standing on the word. That's a spirit from the enemy, and it comes in to tear down your vision. But we're serving a God tonight, a God of manifestation, a God that wants you to know he's concerned about you. He wants that vision that he's given you years ago to come into manifestation. He wants that vision that he had given you years ago to come into manifestation. And I had to learn that the hard way, saints. And so when you go through a trial, when you go through something that you know that God brought you out, you're supposed to help somebody. That's what the Spirit of God told Peter when he came into a true conversion. He told him to go so someone else can be converted. So when you come to a place where you know Satan has sent people in your lives, people around you, to destroy that thing that God gave to you and you alone. When he gave Abraham a vision, he didn't give it to a whole lot. He gave it to Abraham. And when Abraham got in that place of righteousness given to him by God, God revealed everything that was going to come against him. Everything. But when he got out of sort and got into confusion, God revealed it to his wife. That's what God do. God will reveal his will through a vision to you, sent by God. When the enemy wanted to destroy what God has spoken to Abraham, he gave him a vision about the true child. And the enemy came in a cunning way and threw him off. But God allowed Sarah to speak a word to bring restoration into that God had ordained for Abraham. And we are the seed of Abraham. But the enemy came through that bondswoman, through her son. They were not supposed to be in that inner circle. They were not supposed to be a part. The flesh did that. They were not supposed to be a part of that inner circle. It was the flesh that brought them in. But the Spirit of God cast it out. And he used Sarah, the one that allowed the flesh to come in, to send that spirit out of their house so that vision could become a reality, manifestation, evidence. We are the seed of Abraham. We are evidence that that vision came into a reality, saints of God. And so tonight, he said we are to be wise as serpents, harmless as dove. But we are to come against the devil. He said we are to come against him with a force of violence through his word of God. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violence take it by force. We're taking it by force tonight by the word of God. Why? Because God has given you a vivid picture. It was created by the plan of God, and God has given you insight and foresight about it. And God will that this to happen for you, because he placed that plan of that vision in your life. And the enemy, Satan himself, has sent out a spirit against you to destroy it, to end it, for you to lose, for it to be dismissed. But the devil is alive tonight. We got the power of the word. We see by this word how Jesus came against that enemy that desired to destroy what that man was believing God for, his child to resurrect. Tonight is your night of resurrection if you can believe. If you can believe, what does belief does? it brings forth those things that you believe God for, because you in a place where you don't care what's going on around you. You got to get in such a place where the things around you become dim and Jesus Christ become alive like a light in you, so that you can know that you know that you know. You know that you know that you know that God's going to manifest this, and the Lord God is stopping the enemy as came against you for years. In some people's lives been on hold for years. And the thing that God has spoken into their lives, has revealed to them, has been on hold, that has been on delay for years because of their inner circle, where they just could not loose that inner circle. You came into this world alone, and you're going to leave up out of this world alone. And God don't want you to be bound by people, places, or things. God wants you to trust him by faith. He wants you to trust him by faith. And faith is evidence of things not seen. Faith believes when everything is falling apart. Yet faith believes. God wants you to believe tonight. And we're going to come in agreement tonight against this spirit. I'm talking about a spirit tonight that want to kill off your vision. We're going to seize that spirit apprehended by the word of God. That's what Jesus did. He arrested that spirit of confusion by the word of God. He told that spirit to get out. That spirit was not allowed to go in that room with Jesus. And that's what God encouraging you tonight, saints of God. You want to see manifestation of those things that's been on hold? You want to be promoted, and you want God to allow those things to be stirred up and set up by him, to be elevated by him? It needs to be an awakening tonight inside of you that the Spirit of God will bring it about. We can't bring nothing about, but the Spirit of God bring it about. When we follow the instruction, these are instructions by the word of God tonight, how it works and how you will see manifestation. It's no joke. It's no scam. It's real. Jesus is real. And this is what Jesus did when he was confronted with a spirit. When he came to that house, he seen that spirit that wanted to keep that child in a sleep. And he was not going to allow that spirit to stop that man's vision from being awakened. That man had belief. That man believed if Jesus came to his house was going to be in order. And the spirit of death was not going to linger. And that's what God wants you to know tonight. He wants the spirit of life to come into your house. I'm talking about your spiritual house. That tonight you will be in a state of awakening. You will be stirred up again. God wants to raise you up and elevate you tonight. He wants to lift you up from that place that you're down and have lost hope tonight. He wants to stir you again, saints of God. So manifestation can bring forth that thing into the existence. I'm talking about come alive. He wants that vision to come alive inside of you. And when it come alive inside of you, that's nothing but faith. And faith brings forth things that's not there. Manifestation. It's so simple. Jesus came in simplicity. It was not difficult. Just have to what? Believe. And this is a word to encourage you that's in a hopeless state. You that seem like everything is dying around you, seem like things is not coming forth, and it seem like you're at the end of your road, and nothing you can do can make it happen. But oh, I know a man. His name is Jesus. He can cause that to come alive tonight if you can believe. This is for you who has given up on yourself. God don't want you to give up because he has not given up on you. This is for you that has an inner circle that's not with you tonight, that God going to clean out your inner circle. Those things that you can't see, he going to see for you tonight. That man couldn't see it, but Jesus seen for him that night. And Jesus moved those that was hindering manifestation of his child. There's something you can't see, but he said hi. He looks low. He see everything around us. And those things that we cannot clearly see, he seen for that man. And he moved that spirit so that life can come back in his house. He wants life to come back for you tonight. He's going to move everything that you can't see. He did it for Gerard in his house. He moved. He forbid it. He prohibited those spirits from going into that room. Only ones who went into that room was faith with the power of God inside of them. They were stirred by faith to believe. That was the father, the mother, his disciple, and Jesus. That was a powerful inner circle. That was a group with the power of God in their lives. They were bound together. That's what an inner circle is. It ain't no schism. It ain't no confusion. It ain't no mumbling. It ain't no grumbling. It ain't no complaining. It ain't no finding fault. It ain't no judging. They was in oneness. They was had the same mindset. Because a miracle had to come in that room. A miracle needed to come in your house, in your life tonight, to allow this that God has given you years ago to come alive, to come alive tonight, to be awakened tonight. God want to raise that thing from the dead. He want to bring recovery to that thing that you have almost given up on. Some have even given up. He want to bring health and healing to that place that need life in it again. And he going to stop that devil tonight that is a destroyer. They want to end your vision. They want your vision to be in a place of departure. Departure means gone. But we are serving a God tonight. They want you to know I am your real God and I have your back. He gave me that word the first of the year. I am your real God. I got your back. And every time I'm going through something, I look in the book of Isaiah and I remember the word. And God had me to tell them to put it on the wall in the church. Whenever I'm going through something, I look at the word. And he said, I'm your real God. I got you. He reminds me of his word. So that I don't get in a spirit of dismay. Well, I don't get in the spirit when I'm giving up on the vision. Well, I don't get in the spirit when there's unbelief in the room. Well, I don't get in the spirit when there's confusion in the room. Well, I don't get in the spirit where there's fear in the room. It don't come nigh me. Why? Because he reminds me, I got you. And this vision shall happen that I've given to you as a child. Saints, tonight is the night of recovery. Tonight is the night of an awakening. Tonight is the night of restoration. Tonight is the night that every false spirit gonna bow to Jesus because of the agreement with the word of God. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight as we go to the prayer room?
Yes, this is Jeffrey James from Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I would like for Jesus to keep touching me. I feel as though he's definitely changing my heart, but I need to get even closer. So I pray that he keep touching me, touching my soul, change my heart, and make me more like him. That's what I need for Jesus tonight.
Thank you, brother. We will pray. Do anyone else have a prayer request?
Yes, Pastor Smith. This is Evangelist Louise Cooksey. I desire prayer for my sister Lorraine. I'm here with her right now in the convalescent home, so I desire prayer for her tonight.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Good evening, Pastor. This is Carmel.
Okay.
I just had a death in the family. I lost my cousin. She was in her early 30s, and my family is trying to cope with it. I just ask that you lift us up in prayer, and that the Lord just quiet people's souls.
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Hello, Pastor Smith. This is Tina Cooksey Jordan.
Okay.
She's requesting prayer for myself that God opened.
Are you breaking up
a job, Tina? Locally?
Okay, you want a job locally for who? For your husband?
For myself.
For yourself? Okay.
Yes.
A local job. Okay. Anyone else have need a prayer? If there isn't any more prayer requests, we're going to go before God tonight. Father, I thank you tonight for the prayer line. Thank you for the people of God. I thank you for the Spirit of God, the Spirit of encouragement come through your word. You're not a God that brings us discouraged. You bring us words of encouragement. Even when we're out of the will of God, you yet come to build us up with your word. Because the word of God brings forth faith. And so, Father, we come tonight knowing that you're a kind, loving God, desiring none perish, but all come to repentance. We come before you tonight, Father Jesus. We thank you for the power of the blood to be upon this word tonight in this prayer, that the Spirit of God will go in places that we can't go. Have full course over this prayer in Jesus' name. We will desire to pray the will of God. Not a presumptuous prayer tonight. Not what the flesh wants to pray, but the will of God. Thine will be done tonight in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for the ones that has a need tonight. I thank you for Brother Jeffrey, O God. That, Father, he desires something so simple. It's to be close to you. Oh, to be robed in your righteousness. To be more like you. It's a sincere prayer, Father. And, Father, I thank you. He's not asking for stuff and things. He's just saying, I want to be more like you. And that's a prayer that God is pleasing to you. He says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything you need will be added. I thank you, Father, for the Spirit of God doing a supernatural work in this man of God. That the Spirit of God is bringing him into a place that he won't understand and people won't understand around him. I thank you for the Spirit of God, that glory of God to overtake this man of God, and that you build him up in such a place, oh God, that he won't understand. It will be your Spirit, God, that you clothe him in your righteousness, oh Father, that your blood cover him going in and coming out, Father. And I thank you, Father, for his soul to be in a place, oh God, that's pleasing to you because he's seeking your faith. And I thank you for doing it by faith in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, Sister Louise, Sister God, in this convalescent hospital. You said, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. Thank you, Father, for your healing virtues over this woman tonight. Those things that Satan has came against her in her health, we come against the demonic powers that bring sickness and disease. Satan, we apprehend you tonight with the word of God. Every attack that's coming against this woman, we stop your attack in Jesus' name. We capture you by the word of God. We lose the healing virtues of Jesus now in that room. That angels right now go in that room around her bed, encamp around her bed tonight in Jesus' name. That the Spirit of God will take out every side effect out of the medication she's taking. that the Spirit of God will bring healing in the medicine in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God will bring recovery to this woman in Jesus' name, that her limb would move the way God designed them to move, her mind would think the way God designed her mind to be, that every spirit would want to come against her mind and her body. In Jesus' name, Satan, we rebuke you. We cast you out by the Spirit of the Word. We send the Word of God to come against infirmity tonight in Jesus' name. We cast out infirmity by the Word of God, and we thank you for restoration to her body from the top of her head. Name, that the Spirit of God bring you back, woman of God, that the Spirit of God make you healthy, whole, and sound again, that the Spirit of God heal you tonight and bring recovery to you tonight and bring repair to your body tonight, in Jesus' name, that you're restored or revived by the Spirit of God. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. I thank you for Sister Carmel tonight. I thank you for the Spirit of comfort to go to her family, God, in the loss of this loved one, that the enemy will not bring confusion in that house, but the Spirit of God will bring comfort to that house tonight as they bereave the loss of this loved one. And I thank you for unity in the family, that the Spirit would not come in that would cause anything that will work against the Spirit of love in this family, that the blood cover this family as they comfort and release this loved one. And we thank you for the comforting Spirit of the Holy Ghost to comfort them now in their loss. We thank you, O Father, Sister Carmel, to have a safe trip back to Sacramento. That's why she's there in Los Angeles, that the Lord protect her, keep her, that the blood cover her in Jesus' name, and I thank you for it. I thank you for Sister Tina, God. She said she needs a job in the location that she's in. And, Father, we call things which be not as though they were, things that are as though they were not. We thank you for this job has already been located before she was born. Your word said it was finished over our life. Everything about our lives is finished, but the enemy come to bring frustration and confusion over finished work. But, Satan, I rebuke you tonight in Jesus' name. I thank you for this job that has already been created for Sister Tina. Come now and attach yourself to her. Lead her and guide her to that job. Let someone around her, God, that knows about this place, a job, oh God, with good benefits, a job, oh God, that's making good money, a job, oh God, that will not have conflicts with her family, a job, oh God, that will work well for her family and the needs of her family. In Jesus' name, the right hours, the right place, in Jesus' name. We lose this job to be attached to Sister Tina tonight. Satan, I stop you in Jesus' name. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I send you back to the pits in Jesus' name. Anything that will hold this job, I come against delays in Jesus' name. I send the Spirit of God to attach yourself quickly and give her this job, that she will have a testimony, Father, of the goodness of God. And I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Father, I come before you tonight, praying for anyone on this phone, oh God, that's in a spirit of despair, that's in a spirit of hopelessness, that's a spirit of giving up, that the enemy has taken them through, and they need an awakening concerning the things that you have showed them, that vivid picture that the devil has stolen, God, that vision, that God has given them insight on what he desired to do in their lives. An enemy that came and stole that picture. Satan, I apprehend and arrest you tonight in Jesus' name. I come against you by the power of the word, the blood of Jesus and his spirit. I come against the attack that you've brought against the men and women of God. I lose the blood of Jesus and the word that captures you, Satan, and dismantle you in Jesus' name and send you to dry places to wither and die. And every seed you have sent out against the men and women of God, they become seedless tonight in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God will breathe new life to their spirit, that the Spirit of God will awaken them and cause them to be stirred again as never before, that the Spirit of God would increase and enlarge their territories. that the Spirit of God will bring about that thing that you have already set up before the foundation of the world for them. Before they became, it was set up by God. Your word said how it was finished. So in Jesus' name, that vision come into manifestation over their life. I send the word of God to bring that vision to their existence over their life, that vision be activated with energy tonight over their life, that the Spirit of God bring it alive and bring an awakening over the men and women of God, and that the Spirit of God will bring that thing forth, what he has said for them. Satan, in Jesus' name, you are stopped. In the name of Jesus, we look to the Spirit of God to stop you tonight. And that thing that you want to bring death to is dismissed tonight. You cannot destroy it. You cannot bring death to it. You can't cause loss to come to it from this day forth. I send the word of God to cause it to come alive, to be in health, to be healed, to be restored, to be recovered. Oh, I look to the Spirit of God to revive it within them tonight in Jesus' name. That thing that you have ordained for them, come forth in them, manifest in this earth in Jesus' name, and we stand declaring it in the name of Jesus. I pray tonight for the homeless, that the Spirit of God, hallelujah, allow them, oh Father, to have dwelling, safe dwelling in Jesus' name. I come against that spirit that attacks the homeless, that maim them, that rape the women. I bind you, Satan, in Jesus' name. I look the Spirit of God to send angels around them to protect them and loose doors of houses for them in Jesus' name. I send the word of God to call those that out of the ark of safety, those prodigal sons and daughters, to return back to God. I look the Spirit of God by faith to draw in the unsaved, to cause them to be drawn by your Spirit tonight. I look the Spirit of God to heal families that's dysfunctional, families that need repairs, families that's out of order, families that's in confusion, families that need help in their hallelujah relationship, that the Spirit of God will heal relationships tonight in Jesus' name. The Spirit of God will come against divorce in Jesus' name. Those marriages on the verge of ending, that the Spirit of healing will go to their home tonight and come against that discord and agreement and heal families in the name of Jesus. I pray for single women and men that's waiting on God, that they present their bodies as a living sacrifice unto the Lord, that the Spirit of God restrain them for illicit sex and adultery and in fornication in Jesus' name, that they present their bodies before God in the name of Jesus, because your word said, hallelujah, why would we join our bodies with a harlot? Those things that we do in our flesh and our body concerning morality, those things come back to rend us in life later on. I come against that spirit in Jesus' name that think they can't wait on God. You shall wait on the Lord. I look to the Spirit of God to empower you to wait in Jesus' name. I look to the Spirit of God to help the single parents that's raising children in Jesus' name. The Father, you are that husband or that wife. You supply their needs. Open up every door that need to be opened in Jesus' name. I thank you tonight for their needs to be met in the name of Jesus. I pray for those of low income, disabled, disability. Oh, I pray for those with no income in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God supply your needs tonight from the north, south, east, and from the west. Send now prosperity to them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, unemployed, I lose jobs for you in Jesus' name. I thank you for the spirit of unemployment. Loose them tonight in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for those that need healing in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God heal them emotionally, spiritually, in their bodies, minds, and soul, that the spirit of healing will touch them and the virtues of God will go to every place that disease. I come against mental illness. It's a disease of the mind and the disease of the emotion. I come against those diseases that causing people to be unbalanced, bipolar, schizophrenic. I send the word against you. You are a disease. I look the spirit of the blood to capture that disease and cause healing to the mind, spirit, and emotions tonight in Jesus' name. I thank you for the Spirit of God to come against every inner circle that has the wrong spirit that's hindering vision tonight. Somebody want to do something for the poor. Somebody want to do kingdom work. Someone want to do something for the helpless. And there's a spirit that's hindered. You said when we give unto the poor, we lend unto the Lord. Somebody want to stop that vision. Somebody want to cripple that vision. Somebody want to come against it. But tonight, demon, you've been exposed by the word of God. I lift the spirit of God to cause it to come alive. Those helps, oh God, that people need to bring it to pass. I lose helps to come to them from the north, south, from the east, and from the west, willing workers to work with them in unity, in agreement, in the same accord, not taking the little bitty things and making a molehill out of them, making something that's not effective through just their glimpse, through their eyes, through their insight, that's causing vision to become dim because of disagreement, hallelujah, among them. You said it should not be among us. How can sweet and bitter water flow from the same fountain? You say these things ought not be. Ought not be, your word said in the book of James. How can sweet and bitter water flow through the same fountain? Satan, you are a liar. I lift the spirit of God to begin to purify our fountains now. We have the fountain of life through the blood of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for the Spirit of God to move worldwide for the underground church. That the Spirit of God anoint Senator McCain as he go to chemotherapy, God. That the effect of the chemo will not come on him in Jesus' name. And every diagnosis that is diagnosed on him, we rebuke the diagnosis of death. We speak that the Spirit of God give him extra time. Life through your blood tonight. We send it to him in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you tonight for your word flowing like rivers of living waters tonight. And that the Spirit of God, only you, God, can pour your love on us. Because we were made not to love one another by the devil, the seed of our forefathers. But the perfect seed came in the earth through Jesus. Said we ought to love one another. How can we say we love Jesus? Don't even love one another. The devil is a lie. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father, for that curse was stopped through the blood of Jesus. He came embodied in love. And we are to love one another. For love fulfilled the law. I'm talking about the law of God tonight. And love and faith kisses one another. You see manifestation when you walk in love. Because faith brings forth manifestation, and faith is nothing but love. Father, I thank you tonight that the spirit of love began to flow over us. Like rivers of living water. And those things we're picking at, those things that we find in faults in, those things we have arguments about, is the spirit of schism. Schism, go in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that the Spirit of God has awakened those that has a great vision that has been originated by God. God has given them insight, a vivid picture. And we thank you, Father, that picture being created by you has brought them into a spirit of awakening, has elevated them tonight, has stirred them up tonight to promote them, to bring it about. And God, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God will be upon us, O God, in our night watch. I thank you for sweet sleep over us tonight by faith in Jesus' name. The Psalms 91 be upon us, O God, as we go forth in the day, in the new day tomorrow, God, that we're shielded by your word tonight, and every demonic spirit has been under arrest. We're protected by your blood, your spirit, and your word, and I praise you for it. This night is done in Jesus' name. Be blessed, saints of God. Just know God is concerned about everything that concerns you. And his will is that you be blessed. That's the desire of God. that you walk in his blessing. Be encouraged and know that God is on your side tonight because he loves you with an everlasting love. We'll be back again next Tuesday. Pray for me as I pray for you. God bless.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio. Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in 858-357-9137. It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Turn me around and he placed his love on me, and I will try.